Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Of the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am so honored to have had, and I hope you feel the same way, folks, to have had the benefit, the honor, the value of Barbara Weltman hanging out with us and teaching us so much for 20 years. We got her right out of ninth grade. She just finished ninth grade. We knew she had some potential, and she has been an invaluable asset for us for now starting our 21st year. Barbara, for all that you've done for us and for all that you do for so many, thank you and happy anniversary.
Well, happy anniversary back at you. It's been a great ride, I have to say.
We've had fun, haven't we?
For a lot.
We sure have. We've been through some ups and downs. But through it all, folks, Barbara has always been a rock in terms of knowing what was going on and helping us navigate our tax situation. You've been a rock for us, Barbara, and we appreciate you very much. So BarbaraWeltman.com, by the way, is the website. Go there. She's got a daily tip she sends out. She's got books that you wouldn't need to know about. She's just so much that she can help you with, and I encourage you to follow her wherever she is, and you will thank me later. So, Barbara, what should small business owners be thinking about now with their taxes? Is there any kind of a strategy? Is it pretty cut and dry? Just keep doing what you've been doing and take it as the return rolls out. Is there any kind of a strategy we can use to maximize our taxes?
Well, I think that we're going to be over the course of the next several months and perhaps even years, we're going to be thinking about new business practices in light of the new law. Let me just give you one example, and it's maybe not a big one, but you know how in the past we would, if we had a machine or a truck and we wanted to upgrade, we'd trade it in, right, and then we'd put the proceeds towards the new one. Well, up until now, if you traded it in, it was basically technically called a like-kind exchange,
right,
meaning that you would have to, you wouldn't report any gain on the trade-in, but you'd have to reduce the basis,
right,
of the new
apply
item.
Apply the value of the old one against the deduction for the new one.
Well, guess what? When you do a trade-in now, you're going to have to report gain.
I'll be darned.
Because you would have probably wrote off the entire amount.
Right.
And anything you got is profit. You have to report that gain. Then, of course, you get a high, you don't have any basis reduction. You get a full write-off for the new equipment.
Right.
So it's kind of a wash.
But it does create categories, though. It creates numbers. I mean, the losses and gain.
Right.
They're applied differently.
All of this. Yeah. Another thing has to do with entertainment. You can't deduct entertainment costs. It's been common practice. We would take our clients or customers to a ball game,
right,
or out to a dinner, and now it doesn't look like you can write off that dinner and the ball game, definitely not. And I think we're going to have to think about, and I don't think we're going to stop doing it, but
no,
we have to look at our budget.
Is anybody working to get these things restored? I mean, this is an assault on us, as far as I'm concerned.
The Democrats are looking to repeal the whole thing. So
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Well, what else? What else? What about the alternative minimum tax? They did away with alternative minimum tax for corporations, but not for individuals.
Not for individuals, but they did greatly increase the exemption amount. And because they've eliminated so many itemized deductions, I think many fewer people will have the AMT. But not very very successful people,
right,
didn't have the AMT because they paid tax at a higher rate anyway. So it's going to hit the slightly very successful.
One thing. Can we just generally say this, Barbara? If you gross less than 300, if you have less than 315,000 in taxable income for your entire return, personal and business, if you have less than 315, and you regardless of whether you're qualified under the law or not, you're going to pay less taxes. Can you agree with that?
Yeah, as a round number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're an attorney, if you're an accountant, if you're a consultant, and I'm not sure what some of the other qualifying or out of favor, somebody called them out of favor professions. I don't know who they made mad, whose candy they licked the red off of to become out of favor. Then if you make over 315. Then you're going to get screwed.
That's very well characterized. That is true.
As crude as it may be, no, it is. And is it my understanding that I want to get this on the record. If you're an attorney or an accountant, one of the qualified company or group, professions, if you make over 415, you get to deduct up to 315. You lose it as you go from 315 to 415. Over 415, you get no deduction at all. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
They take it all away, even though you'd already had a deduction for 315. I don't understand that. Is anything less than an assault? Picking winners and losers, Barbara?
Yes, it's definitely picking winners and losers.
Yeah.
And really shouldn't do that.
They should not.
That's crazy.
That's exactly right. It makes no sense at all. It makes me mad. I'm still mad about it. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. She and I will be right back. 10 Tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.